else, God, touch your heart. I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture from the book of Ephesians chapter 6. If you got a Bible, I'm going to say a few things this morning. Probably won't be too long. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 1, the Bible said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Huh? In this text here, Paul's writing to the Ephesians. He's writing here instruction. Of course, the prior chapter's about marriage. And then we find here in this, what we've read this morning, that he's dealing with children. He's dealing with how they're to obey their parents in the Lord. And also, too, the honor thy father and mother. You say, how long that go? Well, as long as it ought to go. Amen. I think that you ought to have honor for your parents. I think, my friend, this morning that, amen, the word honor there, if you look that word up, it does mean in a sense of taking care and helping them and also respecting them. And then chapter 6, verse 3 says there's a promise with it that your days may be long on earth. It's the first commandment with promise that God said. But I want to look at verse 4. He said, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." That means don't get them in anger. Don't degrade them. Don't compare them. Don't do anything that would cause them, my friend, to be provoked to anger against you. Amen. I know that God is a child bearing, child raising. Amen. Take a child being born this world. It's a great responsibility then as a parent, thank God, to give yourself, your life, to raise them. And the Bible said the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word nurture there means to train them up. It means, thank God, to educate them, to correct them, to chastise them when it's needed. Everything's got a purpose and a right way to do it. And then he said this, he said in the scripture, he said, thank God, the admonition means to call to attention some things in their life. Amen. It's a 24-hour job. Thank God, raising children. But I want to look at them three words. It said, bring them up. How do you bring a child up? Well, personally, this morning, when I thought about this, I thought about how to bring up a child. Amen. Well, you bring them up in the love of God. Amen. That's right. Children won't. Thank God somebody to love them like all of us do. And love's not always giving them everything they want, but love is. Thank God teaching them and guiding them and being an example to them. Every parent ought to desire in their heart this morning to be an example to their child. We should never tell our children not to do anything we're not willing to do. We should never, my friend, by example, how we live, how we talk, our own actions, and never be a bad example before our children. Always be a good example. Always. Thank God the parents have been entrusted with children. And children, thank God, need, amen, parents that live right, live for God. Amen. We got too many drinking parents today. Amen. We got too many, my friend, that's abusing their self and bringing that before their own children. It's sad, but it's true. There's a lot of children being raised in homes today that know nothing about the love of God, know nothing about holy living, know nothing about living in a peaceful home where there's not a bunch of arguing and bickering. My friend, all these things are going on. That child ought to never be afraid. He ought to never be scared. He ought to be able to lay his head down at night. Thank God, glad, amen, that he's got a place of peace, a place of rest. That's exactly right. Where to be an example. Amen. Children, my friend, ought to get to be children. Amen. When they're growing up. Amen. My mom and daddy bared their responsibilities when I was growing up, and that allowed me to be a child. Even though they taught me responsibility and they taught me things in life, they taught me manners. They educated me about life. Amen. That's helped me in this day. Everybody that ever grows older like I am today, amen, remembers the raising that they have. And brother, the raising that you had has a great deal with how you live today. Amen. Thank God you might understand
Children might not understand, but brethren, I'm telling you this, amen. Thank God it'll be a fruit, amen, from a mom and dad. Thank God that taught them, amen, how to behave. I'm telling you, brethren, listen, we've let modernism and the world, thank God, get in the minds of us. Thank God there's a right way to raise your children. And the Bible says, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Amen. That's right, thank God. No, it's no excuse for born-again people. Not that I won't say this, they need to bring them up in this old book. Amen, I'm not talking about a false book. I still believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. I believe, amen, they need to be brought up in this book. It's a sad shame. I've even seen it, amen, them going to other places. Amen, well, the King James Bible, my friends, not being preached. I'm down. You say, what do you think about that? I don't think much about it. Amen. I don't even consider. I'm not saying, my friend, they're going to hell, but I'm saying this. They ain't got the right translation. Amen. This is the one we going to use. It's the one we going to preach the young people with. They ought to be brought up. This is the infallible Word of God. They ought not doubt. Amen. Whether this is the scriptures. Hell, not to wonder. Thank God by somebody's diagnosis of what the Bible says. You don't believe, you don't understand it all, but I believe it all. Amen. I understand what God gives me and the Holy Ghost gives me. But I'm telling you, they need to be brought up. Amen. Under the Word of God. They need to be brought up. Thank God, unless all book of the world's are coming down, friend. But I'm telling you, the Word of God stands forever. Amen. That's right. Amen. They ought to be brought up in the house of God. Bring them up in the house of God. Now, I know I'm going to say some things this morning. Just whatever comes to me is coming out. Amen. That's the way I preach. But I'm saying this, friend. Thank God, outside the home you live in. Amen. The home is where God bases that thing. You're going to spend more time at your house more than anywhere else. Amen. The home ought to be a place. Amen. Where the scripture is. The home ought to be a place. Or there's a prayer place. The home ought to be a place. Thank God of heaven on earth, if you can have that. I understand, believe what Brother Danny said. I believe, praise God, the greatest heavenly experience I have here is what God does in me. Amen. That's right. But the home, I thank God, ought to be a place of my friend of joy. Amen. Ought to be a place of peace. Ought to be a place of rest. The children, thank God. Thank God, need to be raised in that kind of atmosphere. Exactly right. Amen, preacher. It don't mean you're not going to have some bad days. It don't mean you're not going to, amen, you're not going to, amen, have some friction sometimes. It don't mean that, but don't let it be too long, amen. I say amen to that. I ain't got too much friction and too much confusion and too much contention. I'll tell you, destroy a home. Oh, man, that's right. It comes from the inside. But I'll tell you, the church house, amen, where we meet, we are the church. Ain't God ought to be a place you bring them up in. They ought to know where the house of God is. They ought to know, thank God, they got a place at the house of God. They ought to know they can participate in the house of God. Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, my daughter's here this morning, but I'll tell you, she never asked me one time, are we going to church today? That goes for Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival night. Amen. We didn't ask that question. Amen. Brother, listen, I had that settled before I ever got saved. I mean, before I ever got called to preach. I didn't go much before I got saved. I went a little bit, but after I got saved, I'm telling you, it wasn't no question. Amen, son, I'm telling you, thank God. Hey, before I was ever called to preach, thank God, we went to church every service. Amen, we'd go early to get there to fellowship. Amen, I'm telling you, children knew it. Amen, you talk about being dragged. Amen. That's drug the church. Amen. I'm talking about drug. That's drug the church. Amen. We took them to the house of God. Amen. I'm telling you this, friend. A child ought to be brought up in the house of God. It's a shame that children know more about Disney, know more about the sport world, know more about, my friend, thank God, the fashion world, and they do the God of heaven. That's sad. Amen to God. We live in a day and time, thank God, my friend, the children are not being brought up, my friend, the house of God, and the parents to blame, and they're responsible, and they got to stand before God one day and give an account to God. Amen. Exactly right. Amen. That's exactly right. God have mercy. Every child ought to be raised up under old-time preaching too. Bring them up to old-time preaching. You say, what is that? What I'm trying to do. Amen. And anybody else that tries to do it. Amen. Not nobody giving up, giving a book sermon. Thank God, not somebody getting up and giving a talk. Amen. Brother Shank said, they want me to speak at my brother's service. He said, well, I don't know how to speak. Amen. I said, that's good. Amen. I don't know how. I'll tell you, friend, education's about robbed the pulpit. Thank God, that's about robbed it. Ain't scared to death to say anything. Scared to death to preach anymore. I want Tristan Redmond to know. Thank God, I can look at him and tell him the truth. Amen. I want your children. Thank God, to know I tell them the truth. And if they don't get born again and saved by the grace of God, they'll die and perish. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, every child needs to be brought up. Hey, God, down at the house of God, and hear a leather lug preacher, hey, God, tell them what thus saith the Lord. Amen. That's right. We got too much compromise today. Why do you think they got all these new fad churches? And it is a fad. Amen. We going to get all the young people, we going to let them dress they want to, entertain them the way we want to. Amen. Get up with a man. Thank God, my friend, looks like he come off the beach. Amen. Thank God, with a wrong Bible, trying to give him a philosophy that will not do good. But thank God, friend said, I don't like the way you do it. Well, brother, I'm telling you this. I've been doing it this way a long time, and I ain't a-changing. Amen. I'm still going to preach. If God will help me, but I'm telling thee to be brought them up under preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, please God, by the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe. Amen. If you want your children to say, they'll have to get under the word of God, and they'll have to hear it by the gospel, and they'll have to get under conviction. Amen. Don't rush them when they get under conviction. Let the Holy Ghost roll around in them a while. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost deal with them a while. Amen. That's right. God's immediate salvation, but I'm telling you, there's a process God works in a man's heart. Amen. Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. You say you think I'm saved, I don't know whether you are or not. You can't tell me I am. Amen. That's right. You can't tell me I'm saved. I don't need you to tell me I'm saved. Amen. The Holy Ghost tells me I'm saved. If he don't witness to you, don't have no witness. Amen. He's the only one present in your heart the day you got born again. Amen. The Bible said it bears witness with our spirit where the children of God. Hey, God, if you don't have the Holy Ghost in you, you don't have it. Amen. Amen. You can go to a verse in the Bible and say it says this. Well, it better line up with a voice that's in you, and the voice is on the page. Amen. That's right. You say, I hope I am. Well, I'd get an altar, pray. But I said, I hope I am. Amen. Paul said, I think I have the Spirit. That's what he said. Amen. That's right. You say, how you know? Saved today. Amen. That's right. I can't go back. I mean, I'm saved forever, but I'm saved today. I tell you, you better know today what you have. Amen. Not what somebody said, well, I got in 20 years ago. Well, if you did, it'll be real to you today. Amen. I got born into the world, thank God, over 60 years ago, and I'm living today. Amen. And I'm telling you, thank God, I don't have to have no other evidence that I got saved, but what the Holy Ghost of God tells me. Amen. If you can get that, thank God, you can rejoice all day. Amen. There's a lot of people who ain't living enough close to God that they can't even get his voice on it. Amen. They'll say, well, I hope I am. You know what? I'm thankful to God. And I tell you, if you need to get saved, I pray that you will. But I'm thankful to God. You don't have to make 4 and 5 professions to find out. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend. I ain't into that. I ain't rushing anybody. If they come to this a place to pray and they need to get on with God, talk to God. Amen. I ain't going to get down there and try to get your profession out of you. Profession, not salvation. Salvation is an act of God in your heart that brings you to Calvary. That saves your soul. That washes away your sin. Hey, a child needs to be brought up. Thank God I'm to preach the word of God. That's right. See, some people rush to a salvation profession. There's people in this church, no doubt, that's rushed to a salvation profession. And now they see years later that they don't have nothing. And they're just hanging on to a false hope. It's true. That's why these boys need to be saved and girls need to be saved. It's God's work. Amen. Listen, friend. Bring them up under the Lord. Thank God they ought to be out of preaching. Amen. I want to say this, they need to be brought up not in a church and preaching, amen, and the word of God. Thank God they need to be brought up in a place, thank God they see holiness. They ought not go to the, thank God, to a place and they don't see nothing that they can see an example in the older people. In fact, the Bible said older women to teach younger women, and ain't them waving a Bible before them. Thank God it's by example. Amen. That's right. That's what they ought to see. They ought to see that. He ought to be able to look at me and say, well, the preacher, amen, he's different from the world. Daddy's different from the world. The deacons are different from the world. Amen. They're not of the world. Amen. They believe in prayer. They believe in praying. They believe, thank God, in something different. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God, son, you got to see your daddy testify with tears this morning. Amen. That's a blessing right there. You want to know what's going to move children's hearts? It's the tears that come out of their eyes. It's the life they love God more than they do anything else. Amen. Love God more than their ball team. Love God more than their and the worldliness. Love God more than anything else. Love the Bible more, thank God, than any book. Amen. I'm telling you, every child ought to be able to look up at daddy and say, daddy, love God. They ought to look at a mama and say, mama, walk with God. She walked with daddy as he lived for God. Amen. That's what they ought to see, thank God. They ought not see a part-time Christian. They ought not see somebody who just does it on Sunday. Amen. The rest of the week they don't have nothing. Amen. Every child's got a right. Amen. To see that. Amen, son. Thank God. I bless the Lord for it. But I'm telling you this, every parent, thank God, every parent needs to be an example, Brother Joe, before their own children. Amen. Does that mean their children will get saved? That's between them and God. But I'm telling you what, my example has something to do with it. Your example has something to do with it. It's a sad thing. Listen to me. It's a sad thing. And I know people's critical today. And I hate criticism. I don't want it. Amen. And you compare yourself with somebody else. I'm better than they are. I'm telling you, that shows how weak you are and how self-righteous you are. Because, friend, I'm telling you, you ever see yourself, you'll never say you're better than anybody else. You'll never say that. You'll say I'm better than that fella. I do as good as the other guy down at the church. Well, you might do it, but you'll have to add up, thank God, to what God's standard is, and it's his son. Amen. Ain't nobody in here perfect, son. You ain't going to find a perfect church. If you do, you get away from it because you'll mess it up. Amen. That's exactly right. Praise God. Amen. We're sinners saved by the grace of God. And listen, listen, friend, our children's going to see us do things we ought not to do. But I'm telling you what, you want me to show you the clincher on that, Brother Robert? Is I can go to my children and say, I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. Amen. That's right. Thank God, humility. Amen. And it's right for the children to go to mom and daddy. Amen. And tell them they're sorry. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. I'm telling you, that's two words. In a home, you rarely hear, I'm sorry. It's my fault. Amen? No, it's my wife's fault. No, it ain't your wife's fault. No, it's your fault. It's not your husband's fault. Amen? Amen. They ought to be brought up in that atmosphere. Amen? That's right. Thank God that old fellow said, Brother Barry is preaching down there, and these girls got up in front of the church in shorts, and he told the man, he said, why you let your girls dress like that? Is a pastor in there? And he said, well, we. He said, no, it ain't we, sir. It's me. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen, brother. Listen, every daddy ought to have the, thank God, the rule of his home. Praise God, this ain't a funeral, this is church. God, help us. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. That's right, son. Praise God. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, thank God. Bring them up. That's right. Bring them up, thank God. Amen. Behave in the house of God. This is the church house. I like it. Amen. I love children. Thank God for children. Children's a heritage of the Lord. Thank God you give, son. Amen. Thank God. You God's gift, you know that? You God's gift to mom and daddy. Amen, son. Praise God. Give me a little tighter handshake now. Amen. See, when he testified this morning, I love you, buddy. I remember when you come into this thing. Amen. It's been a long time ago. Well, it ain't that long. How old are you now?
19 and a half.
Amen. I remember. It blessed us this morning. Here you say, God helped you.
That's right.
Amen. Right. God helped you. Bless you. Bless me. I look back at you boys and you done grow about 2 foot. Amen. You take them pictures. Then I saw, we was watching Timmy, pulled it up on that. When they got that, Brother Brent put you on that sermon thing, on the, and had that little picture of y'all singing. Timmy said, sure. You can hardly see him over the pulpit. And they up here. And you boys done growed up. Got getting older. That's what happens, children grow up. That's right. You say, preacher, if I do what you're saying, is it going to bear fruit? I don't know. It might, and it might not. But I'm going to tell you what, Brother Joe, it glorifies God. And you listen to what I'm about to tell you. Whatever you do for the glory of God, it's going to bring glory to God. I'm going to tell you this morning, whether you agree to it or not, I don't preach to get people to come forward. I preach that God might be glorified. And the truth might be preached and get in your heart. That's the only thing that's going to establish you. That's the only thing that's going to establish your home. That's the only thing you can make it through them good times and bad times. Is this truth of God, son. Amen. Thank God Jesus is the truth. He spoke the truth. Thank God he, my friend, thank God, give us the truth. And I'm saying this morning, every child ought to be brought up under that. They ought to still be children. You cannot make them grown-ups. I'm giving you that from experience. But they ought to be taught. They ought to be taught the word. My friend, the Israelite children, thank God, was taught the first 5 books of the Bible. That's why they said, sitting down, rising up, amen, on the doorpost of the house, everywhere. Thank God they was taught the Bible, the scriptures. Amen. That Old Testament scriptures. Amen. They knew it, Brother Joe. They knew it. Amen. That's right. It wouldn't hurt if you just take a chapter or a couple verses and read it every night before your family. And have prayer. It'd help you. The TVs took the place of that. That's right. I'm not preaching against TV like I used to, because I watch it sometimes myself, but I'm telling you this. Are you listening? It's what you do with it. Now, I'm preaching to my heart, myself. I ain't never found much spirituality out of it. No, I hadn't. It's been more damaging than it is edifying. Amen. And I guarantee you, when you come to the end of your life, you'll probably say, well, I wasted a lot of time on things that didn't really mean a lot. And I see my grandchildren growing up. And I thought, it'll be a year, you know, a couple more years, and here they go. So it looks like to me it's when they hit about that 12 and 13 like Lucas. Before you know it, they're 18. That's how fast it goes. Hey, man, I remember my grandchildren born in this world, and now they're shooting up. And the time that I want to spend with them, try to get some time with them. You know, I mean, you take kids, go to school, and they got a whole day of school, and come home, got homework, and time to go to bed, do it again. And you know, I'm going to tell you something, listen to me. It don't take but moments to build stuff. That's right. I can go back to my marriage, my raising my kids, grandkids, just them moments of time that was valuable time. Valuable time, just them moments of time. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Listen. The world's got it sped up so fast that it's hard to find time. It really has. I think sometimes we've lost the value of that and what value is in it. And we spend so much time in this day and time trying to make everything meet. Amen. And I think a lot of times we put more emphasis on things that don't matter. Listen. Let your kids be who they are. Don't try to make them something they're not. May God bless them. Keep them around the church house. Everybody in this church ought to love the children in this church. That's right. Every once in a while, y'all think in my mind, I'm gonna make a point. Say something to that little old boy or girl. Especially them that you know what I'm talking about. Maybe going through some hard times. That little old child. And I remember when you sit back there and that little pew back there and brought you in. All these boys and girls. And now look at them growing up. They ought to be brought up in the house of God. Right. Around old brother Robert here. Amen. Grandpa. That's right. The man there means more to me than he knows. And I'm going to tell you this, he means more to this church than the church really knows. He's been the pillar prior to this church. When I went back this week, I thought about Brother Bobby riding down the road. And I just called Miss Mary and talked to her a little bit. A lot of y'all's been here a long time. Long time. We saw a lot of good people leave out. I thought about why they're singing that light guided me this morning. I thought, isn't that a blessing? God's still doing his work. Amen. Still got young people that want to do something for God. And thank God somebody's been gone. Amen. For years, and God's still blessing and working and moving, and God's put some young people in the house of God, and I thank God for it, and I want to encourage your parents this morning. The last thing I want to say is that they ought to be brought up in your prayers every day you live on earth. You ought to call their name. I'm talking about not Lord bless my family. I'm talking about Lord touch my children. Nathaniel and Tristan. Faith and Trevor and Nathaniel. All the children. Noah and Skyly and David and John and Lily. Every day you live, their name should be brought before the throne of God. Every day. Every day, Caleb, Lucas, and Jacob, and Anna. Somewhere, someplace, they ought to be spoke to God about. I pray every day I live for Matt and Lindsay and Mandy and John and Levi and Paige and Cole and Maverick and Kate. Every day I live, I pray for them. God help us. God help us. God help us. Every husband ought to pray for their wife every day they live. Every wife ought to pray for her husband every day they live. That's what they need to be brought up in. Prayer. Bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Let's stand this morning. If you feel the need to pray, you know you can come pray. Oh, my Lord, help me.